Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the day that the Lord has made, and it is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab, with yours truly, Jackie Stiles Podcast. Now, y'all see I'm a little hoarse. Amen. But to God be the glory. Pastor and I had to go to Delaware this weekend and bring forth a word. So y'all pray for my voice on today. But anyhow, this is the day that the Lord has made. Come on in the room and celebrate the Lord with me. This is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with yours truly, Jackie Stiles Podcast. Join me every Monday right here, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm excited to greet you on today. I'm excited to see you in the house once again. Hey, I see my sisters in the house. Blessings to you. Miracle Palmer is in the house. Y'all go ahead and give God the glory. Tell a friend to tell another friend. Come on in the house, because there is another phase. It is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stiles Podcast, right here every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're excited, y'all. We made it to another week. Even though I'm hoarse, y'all know I was not going to miss this Monday, okay? We're doing part two. God is changing your circle. So you need to go ahead and tell a friend to tell another friend, come on and join me. There is another episode. Oh my God. This is episode two of this series. Listen, God is changing your circle, and there's a reason why things are happening. But listen, I'm excited that you join me on today. Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, whatever way you can get it in, because I am here. I am here. And there is a word, okay? See, you'll never know what God is going to do. You never know how he's going to come, okay? That's why I'm here, to help you out on that. So go ahead and tell a friend to join us today. It is Faith Unfazed. Tell a friend to spread the word, to come on in, that there is a word on today. And I'm excited. I'm so excited that you have decided to make your plans with me on today. Hey, I love it. I'm excited. I want some more of it. That's the word of God, that is. Oh my God. Listen, I want you to tell others to come on and join us, because we are in the house. We are here, and there is time to still get in here, okay? Because we're going to talk about it. We talked about it last week, and we want to go a little bit deeper in with God changing your circle. We want to talk about it, okay? So if you got something you got that you want to share, hey, blessings, amen. Prayer Life Ministries International has joined us on tonight. Shout out to Apostle Dexter and Prophetess Hope Hall that are in here tonight, joining me tonight. So I'm super excited. They are our coverings, amen. So I'm so excited that they are here on tonight to be able to celebrate the Lord with us. Listen, we're talking about, once again, God's changing your circle. And you know, last week we got into it, and we're going to get into it again tonight, because sometimes you have to just get someone else to come in and give you a word to remind you that you can't stay stuck in the same place. And a lot of times we look at God changing our circle as it's just changing people. But changing your circle could be changing places you used to go, the things you used to be around, the things that you used to be around, people, what they said, what they talked about. He moves you away to a greater place. And so that's what we're talking about. We're on episode two. This is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with yours truly, Jackie Stiles Podcast, every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you share this with a friend. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, as well on Spotify the very next day. So know that God is up to something when he allows things to happen. And I know you're always wondering, why am I going through this? Why is it that I seem like I'm doing everything right, or I'm trying to, but it seems like everybody that I'm getting connected to is moving? Well, everything, there has a season. The Bible tells us to everything, there's a season. That everything, listen, under the sun, things change. Even leaves change color. Even leaves fall off. But we have to trust God when he's doing it. And I'm so glad to know. Blessings, Rashika. Blessings to all of you on each online distribution area. Come on in. Know that God is up to something when he does that, okay? Don't get frustrated because you don't know why it's happening. Just trust God with the why. You don't even have to ask. Excuse me, let me get a drink. You don't even have to wonder. You don't even have to fret, because you know if God has allowed it, because he could cut it off at any time. If God allows it, there's purpose in it happening. If God allows it, that means he's changing it for a reason. You never know. God may be changing it for your good, for your embetterment. So don't question why they left. Just tell the Lord, thank you. See, I used to ask, God, I don't want to go through this anymore because this doesn't feel good. God, why are they acting funny with me? Lord, why they stop talking to me? God, why can't go over to those places I used to go? Why do I feel funny when I'm going to these places? Well, God allows you to feel funny because he wants you to be uncomfortable so you won't do the same things that you used to do. See, I used to wonder, I'm like, Lord, I want to go over there. Why they didn't invite me? Because you're not supposed to be there. God's changing your circle. You got to start clapping when God starts changing your circle. I mean, what would happen if God never changed anything and he allowed you to stay in the same place, doing the same things, having the same struggles, and you would never even see the things that God is going to do in your life if you stayed in the same place? Well, God changes your circle so that you can grow. Not look the same, not talk the same, not walk the same. He allows you to move from the place that you've been in so that you can elevate. Where are the people that are going to elevate today? Come on. I know that you're out there, Spotify. I know that you've been going through this same situation. Want to know why you don't have any friends anymore? Well, God uses the time to set you apart so that you can spend time with God. Come on. You got to know that you know that when it happens, God is up to something. Listen, I'll be like, yes, come through, God. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, go ahead and do it. Listen, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. I know you're doing something. They had to get out the way because I don't want God to leave you behind because you being hard-headed and not obeying God. I want you to line up with the will of God. So when God tells you to leave them folks alone, move, leave them alone. Move and do what God tell you to do. I know you gonna got comfortable. Yeah, we've been friends for how many years? I don't feel like it, you know, it should be changed. That's why I don't know why they're acting funny. They had to act funny because if they didn't, you'd be still stuck. Yeah, because we don't like the change. We don't feel comfortable doing something different. But do you know when you do something different, you get different results? So I want you to get ready for the different results, the new results, the better results, the better of what God has for you. You don't have to stay doing the same old thing. God allows you to go through so you can get to the new things that God has for you. Everybody ain't gonna like what you got or what you changed or how you changed. Erica Watley, I see you, beautiful. Tuesday, I see you. Everybody ain't gonna like that you don't go hang out with them anymore. See, a lot of us done got older now. A lot of us done got settled and don't do the things that we used to do. It's not a bad thing. You're growing with the grace of God. You're going with the grace of God. So when you get to that place of growth, when you get to that place of, okay, now I got this. God, let me go through so that I can grow up and be all that he called me to be. Think about this. What if you decided, you know what? I'm going to still hang out with the people I used to hang out with. Because, I mean, I know they doing stuff that I ain't trying to do, but they just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just used to that. What if you decided to stay, keep doing the same thing? And then God had this new business that he had waiting for you and a grant prepared for you. But because you stayed over here and kept doing the same thing with the same people, you never made it to the other side of what God was preparing for you. You can't look at where you were. You got to start chasing after where you're going, and that's chasing after God. God has already prepared the plan and the way. See, it don't look good. It don't feel good, but God always makes sure it works for your good. See, we be like, now, I ain't got no problem. I'm just, you know, whoever God got to be in my life, that's who gonna be in my life. But whoever God that's not supposed to be there, carry, they're not going to be there, because we've got to be okay sometimes with not being okay. There's a reason. You know, sometimes, you know, I told them last week when we were talking in the first episode of this series, blessings to you coming on. We are in the series, God is changing your circle. And last week I explained to you, we get sores, we fall, we get scabs, and then the scabs grow over them. And see, we won't let them heal sometimes. Sometimes I remember I used to keep peeling the scab off because I didn't like the way it looked. But if we let God heal the scab with the scab on there, let it heal until it falls off naturally, a new skin will begin to grow over it, and it'll be tougher than it was before. Sounds funny. Sounds familiar, right? Yeah. Let God grow you in the places that are most uncomfortable. See, I didn't think that I could go through or handle not being around the same people. Eric, I thought I was supposed to be around the same people the rest of my life. I thought Tuesday that I was supposed to hang out with the same people, because I thought, we went to school together. Oh, we used to club together. We don't do that no more, but we still hang. No, God has other plans in mind for us. And we have to remember that when God is doing it, that's it. We don't have to worry or wonder how it's going to come out. God is doing it. So stop looking back to where you were and run after to where God wants you to go. There's so much we've been holding out and trying to figure out. And God tells us in his word, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Stop trying to understand what God is doing and just trust him. You don't have to see it written. God already wrote the book of what was going to come. God already wrote the book of what was going to happen. Blessings to each of you that are coming in, and welcome to Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Stamps Podcast. And I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're talking about God is changing your circle. It may be a friend. It may be a boyfriend, girlfriend, an old co-worker, old church member. You have to trust God in his time. See, we'll be like, dang, it seems like it's taking forever, Apostle Dexter, Prophet's Hope. It's taking forever because things, I thought they were going to be better by now. And God said, are you speaking in your time or my time? I'm going to go with God. because I know every time that God has did it, it turned out amazing. It turned out better than I could ever imagine. But we have to trust the timing and the glory of God. See, every time we sit back, we just look over our lives and we just look at it and see what God is doing. We can say, wow, that was amazing. You mean to tell me I went through all that and I could have been, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. You don't have to go back to what you were. You don't have to go doing the things you used to do. You don't have to look at the things where you were because they're saying, oh, you acting funny. Tell them thank you. God is changing me. I'm not the person I used to be. Why? Because I'm better with God. Oh my goodness. I got to clap for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it feels good when you start walking with God, right? It feels good when God starts hugging on you and he be like, come on, I got this promotion over here because you've been doing all you're supposed to do. You've been lining up with my word. You've been prophesying. You've been witnessing. You've been testifying, talking about the goodness of the Lord, and you've been spreading my word. Come on over to this side. I've got a new life for you waiting on the other side. When you walk and wait and trust God. Now, you don't have to worry about all that other stuff. Trust God. Trust who God has for you. And see, every time we seek after God with everything in us, the table is already prepared. Yeah, go ahead and clap on that. God prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. God is already prepared everything that you're supposed to have, every person that's supposed to surround you. He even allows the enemies so that you can figure out, wait a minute, they're acting crazy. I don't feel good about that no more. Then you'll start figuring out, it's time for me to go. Yeah, God allows it for a reason. So you've got to stand on his word and know that, listen, no matter where you are, all things, God, the Bible tells us, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, that are the called according to his purpose. We have to know that. Wherever you are, you have to know that Joseph knew that. Blessings, Tanya. So good to see you, beautiful. This is all God's doing. I know it doesn't feel good to be by yourself. Prophet Tanya, God always allows the bad stuff in order for us to get to the good stuff. And every time we've been in a place that we didn't understand, but we said, Lord, carry, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust you because I know within this that I am going to come out. When you're in that place of trying to understand where you are, God is in there with you. You have to trust God's plan even when you don't understand. Ooh, I love it. I have to praise God every time I think about, wow, I was a wild one, y'all. See, I can talk about my life because the things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. The things I used to say, Erica, I don't say anymore because I know that God has allowed the grace to keep me the places that from where I used to go, I could have been a goner. And I can remember, blessings to you, Phyllis. I can remember the things that I used to do that I could have took my life that could have allowed me to be gone, but God has purpose for you, Carrie. God has purpose for you, Erica, Phyllis, Tanya. So wherever you are, whatever it is, whatever that hard place may look like, God has allowed it so that he can change the position that you're in. It's not about how you feel in it, but it's just about doing God's will. When it don't feel good, when it don't look good, do God's will anyhow. Trust God anyhow. no God anyhow, because God is still going to do what he promised. See, you got to learn how to say, you know what? I'm going through this. I'm going through this. And I'm going to praise God where I'm at. I'm going to praise God where, you know, what God got me going through. It's rough. It's hard. I don't like this. I know. I see you. I hear it in your spirit. Wherever you are, it's still going to work in your favor. It's still going to work out for your good. So let God scrape that bad stuff off. Let the old people fall off. They were only for a season. Every season changes. Every tree has new leaves every season. And they, guess what? They come back looking beautiful, brand new, whole new tree. I'm like, wow, I love that. I think it's the dogwood tree my husband and I would talk about. And it would be so beautiful. But during a certain season, stuff falls off. It's looking thin. It's not common, Pastor Scotty, blessings, husband. It doesn't look good. And when you allow the dead stuff, the dead weight, to begin to fall off, when you begin to let the people that were causing distractions of what God was doing or is doing, then you can receive the blessings of God. Say, I don't want to be anywhere that God is not, right? So God lets you see them for who they are. God lets you see them for who they are. God lets you see the places you used to go for what it is, Carrie. God allows these things on purpose. But can I tell you something? The great thing about what you're going through, what you've been through, you are grace for it. Oh, I got to give a hand clap on that. You are grace for it. And I know that you're grace for it because many, not all of you, been through, going through, or on your way to. And God has allowed you to have some tough skin so that you can go through. That's what I know that you are grace for. God does not give you a battle that he know that you cannot handle. All of us had some battles that we were trying to question God. God, you sure this was for me? You're sure that I'm supposed to be going through this battle? And God said, everything that you've had to go through, I created just for you. I didn't create that battle for you and then Tanya went through. No, I created that specifically for the task at hand that I knew that Miracle Palmer could handle, that I knew that Phyllis could handle, that I knew that Carrie could handle, that I knew that Spotify Land could handle. So you got to trust God right where you are. I know sometimes it feels like you're never going to make it to the edge, but God is creating it so that you can grow, hallelujah, through his grace. Ooh. Hallelujah. Yeah, I had to give God praise some more. I'm telling y'all, I celebrate God because when I look back over my life and I can look back at the stupid stuff that I used to do. And I know it's a lot of y'all out there that did some crazy stuff that you look back and be like, man, what in the world, Apostle Kendrick, was I thinking? Why would I do something like that? But the best part about it, God allowed you to go through so that he could keep you, to bring you through, and you can give him the glory on the other side. So when God changes your circle, as he's changing the people that you're hanging out with, allow him to do it. Don't get worried. Don't be crying. Stop worrying and stressing out when people start acting funny. Let them fall off. Let them act funny. Let the places you used to go, let that place shut down. To be like, Lord, see, he let you be tired so you won't go there because he's trying to pull you away from them things that you used to do. God changes those sources of people or places because they don't work for you anymore. They can't work into where you're headed. They can't go. See, I'm telling you, the Bible is the one of the scriptures I love because the old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Come on. He lets them trifling people go. The people that don't need or have no part of your new. They're not going to help you, so they don't need to be going with you. All they will do is be W-E-I-G-H-T, wait. But if you W-A-I-T on the Lord, he will give you a new strength to understand what you are about to do. You're going to be able to handle it better than what you had before. And sometimes we'll bring a lot of this stuff that we don't need on ourselves. But I'm giving God the glory today because God is faithful in all that he does. I know that no matter where you are, God is with you. Wendy, God is with you. Period, Tanya. God is with you. Now know this and understand. When God changes your circle, don't go back and pick it up. Don't go back grabbing folks, calling folks, begging folks. Let them go. Let them go. God let this happen for a reason. Tell him thank you for the eyesight, the clear eyesight that you needed for such a time as this. Now, where you headed, go ahead. And that's our celebration for tonight. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Welcome everybody that has come in. This is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab, with yours truly, Jackie Sam's podcast, right here on Facebook, YouTube, and you can find it on Spotify the very next day. I'm here every Monday night, 7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if they have not already, make sure share this with a friend and tell that friend to share it with another friend, because we are here every Monday. Again, this is Faith Unfazed, the Empowerment Lab with Jackie Sam's podcast. And you can find me every week. Y'all, excuse my voice. I had to preach this weekend, but God is so good. We had a great time in Wilmington, Delaware. And I can't wait to see you all on next week. Know that God is doing a great work. Great, great, great work. Make sure you share this with a friend. And guess what? I'll see y'all next week in Jesus' name. Be blessed and know God is